That brings to roughly 3,500 acres the amount of land adjacent to the base that's been purchased. Whiting Field worked on the transaction with Santa Rosa County, Navy Region Southeast, and the Naval Facilities Command Southeast.
All of the acreage will abut the fence line around Whiting Field. Of course, Whiting Field is 3,200 acres itself, so there are different parcels that make up the 490 acres.
Santa Rosa County Commissioner Don Salter. Total cost was $1.2 million. The money came from the Navy Readiness Environmental Protection Integration and a grant from the Santa Rosa County Defense Infrastructure.
What we try to do is to continue to identify the properties that are under accident potential zones, or they're part of a clear zone. And those are the properties that have the highest priority. And we often go after smaller pieces, anywhere from a 40-acre tract to an 80-acre tract.
Development is prohibited on much of the property, some of which is used as accident potential zones, tracts which are kept vacant in case of a plane crash. Acquisitions began about a dozen years ago, following a joint land use study that led to the inception of Whiting Field's encroachment prevention plan.
We identified about 25,000 acres around Whiting proper and the outlying fields in Santa Rosa County. We started working toward, the term I use is eating that big old elephant with a bite at a time, and we quickly became known as the Navy's model for encroachment prevention and mission enhancement.
The base received honors at last year's Northwest Florida Defense Coalition Symposium in Washington, D.C. Pete Gandy, Santa Rosa County's military affairs consultant, said one of the briefings was by the Florida Defense Support Task Force on buffering and encroachment prevention.
Citing NS Whiting Field in Santa Rosa County on how to do it and how to form the right kind of partnership.
The designation stems from work by Santa Rosa County in keeping residential areas and certain industrial projects away from Whiting's fence line since 2004, the year before the last BRAC, or base realignment and closure, was executed.
Approximately $13 million has been spent through the REPI program here in Santa Rosa County to acquire conservation easements and land involving approximately 3,000 acres to buffer that base.
Besides the stated missions of conservation and buffering, Commissioner Don Salter says there's a third that's just as real, BRAC insurance, ahead of possible cuts next year and in 2017.
Anytime you can protect and enhance the mission or missions of your military base, that automatically makes you more competitive in any future round of base closure or downsizing. The main mission at Whiting Field is aviation, so it's important that we protect clear zones in airspace.
In addition to the newly secured acreage, Whiting Field has submitted a bid for the 2014 REPI Challenge, the Department of Defense's Readiness and Environment Protection Integration Program.
The county has taken advantage of it over the years. When we acquire land, we get a 75% reimbursement back from DOD and their REPI funds to ensure that those conservation easements are in place over the property we've acquired.
If Whiting Field is selected as the winner, it would receive $5 million in DOD funding, which the state of Florida has proposed matching 100%. That money could purchase up to 10,000 acres north of Whiting Field. But Santa Rosa Commissioner Don Salter says despite Whiting's model status, it's not a gimme.
Communities and military bases across the country apply for that challenge grant each year. We've applied for it in the past and have not been successful with the challenge grant. We have received other REPI funds, but the challenge grant is extremely competitive.
The winner is expected to be announced around the 1st of June. Eglin Air Force Base and Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington State were the 2013 REPI Challenge Award winners. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.